Fitton, FBI uncovers even more Clinton emails. By Tom Fitton on December 2, 2019. The government malfeasance in the Clinton email scandal is seeming never-ending. The State Department just confessed to a court that FBI found more Clinton emails that were then turned over to state for review. In the November 15, 2019 filing, the State Department informed the court that the FBI located additional Clinton emails that potentially had not been previously released. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, recently sent the State Department additional documents as part of the ongoing interagency consultation process in connection with other FOIA litigation. The State Department is working to determine whether that set of documents includes any responsive, non-duplicative agency records that have not already been processed. The State Department will promptly update Judicial Watch and the court once that initial review is complete. The FBI filed this court-ordered joint status report in response to our May 6, 2015, FOIA lawsuit, Judicial Watch v. U.S. Department of State, No. 1:15-CV00687. Our FOIA lawsuit seeks all emails sent and received by Hillary Clinton and other records about her non-governmental email account. Earlier this year, Judicial Watch announced that it received 756 pages of emails that were among the materials Clinton tried to delete or destroy, several of which were classified and were transmitted over her unsecure, non-state.gov email system. This production was supposed to be the final production of Clinton emails. Judicial Watch estimates that the FBI being only able to recover or find approximately 5,000, including classified material, of the 33,000 government emails Clinton removed and tried to destroy. The FBI uncovered 72,000 pages of documents Clinton attempted to delete or did not otherwise disclose. Now again, it appears the FBI has uncovered more Clinton email documents. You may recall that last week we released FBI emails showing that the FBI's top lawyer gave deferential treatment to the attorney representing Hillary Clinton's top aides implicated in the mass deletion of Clinton's emails. So it is astonishing news that the FBI mysteriously found more Clinton emails. Were they on Anthony Weiner's laptop? At James Comey's house? Or on Peter Strzok's cell phone? This disturbing development further highlights how the fix was in on the Clinton email scandal and why a criminal investigation needs to be reopened by Attorney General Barr. The court ordered discovery into three specific areas: whether Secretary Clinton's use of a private email server was intended to stymie FOIA, whether the State Department's intent to settle this case in late 2014 and early 2015 amounted to bad faith, and whether the State Department has adequately searched for records responsive to our request. The court specifically ordered Obama administration senior State Department officials, lawyers, and Clinton aides to be deposed or answer written questions under oath. The court ruled that the Clinton email system was one of the gravest modern offenses to government transparency. This Judicial Watch FOIA lawsuit led directly to the disclosure of the Clinton email system in 2015. When Hillary Clinton's people used software called BleachBit to destroy her emails so that even God can't read them, as Representative Trey Gowdy put it, she must have thought she was rid of this threat of incrimination for good. I'll let you know what is in this latest batch as soon as we find out.